bad born and silent. You believe bad born and silent. You believe bad born and silent. You will surely deliver me.
Out of the depth have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thy ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, didst man in the great thee, O Lord, who shall stand? For there is forgiveness to thee that thou mayest appear. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait. In his word is my hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than we want for the morning. I say, what have we not want for the morning? Let Israel hope in the Lord. For the Lord there is mercy and which there is precious redemption. The hour of the revival is now. The Lord is ready to watch miracles in our midst. The time of revival is now.
I'm serving the living God. I'm breaking through all the broken.
awo wa san ni pano re yoluwa
pano re awo wa san pano re awo wa san emi mi mo lo ru ebe se wa pano re awo wa san
bi afi bi la tu ari ni mimo bi okore ti kerura ayo fi omo lorun ti o wa saye awo wa san ni pano re yi oluwa Watiti doni Unkwa waye Fujoba orun Nibi Nasun Awo efeshere Awo wasani Panore yoluwa Sodo lorun beri okan re ba fun loni lojo na ojo te wo pa awo wa san ni pano re yi oluwa
Nibiti awa, how did they do?
Whatever we have, we rise to our feet. We begin to tell the Lord.
Moti wa sojo le o baba. Moti wa sojo le o omo. Emi mi ma tu mi si le. Mo ve lo lu mi ni ra. Moti wa sojo le o baba. Moti wa sojo le o omo. Emi mi ma tu mi si le. Move and Lord, Luminira. Motiwa so dole, Baba. Motiwa so dole, Roma. ẹni mímọ tún mi sílẹ̀ mo fẹ́ lọ lómìnira.
Mo ti wá
sọ́dọ̀ rẹ o bàbá.
Bàbá
mo ti wá sọ́dọ̀ rẹ o ọmọ. Ẹni mímọ tún mi sílẹ̀ mo fẹ́ lọ lómìnira.
Mo fẹ́ lọ lómìnira.
Mo fẹ́ lọ lómìnira.
Àní mo fẹ́ lọ lómìnira.
Mo fẹ́ lọ lómìnira.
Mo ti wá sọ́dọ̀ rẹ o bàbá.
Mo ti wá sọ́dọ̀ rẹ o ọmọ.
Ẹni mímọ tún mi sílẹ̀
mo fẹ́ lọ lómìnira.
Èmi fẹ́ lọ lómìnira.
Olúwa mo fẹ́ lọ lómìnira.
Mo fẹ́ lọ lómìnira.
Olúwa mo fẹ́ lọ lómìnira.
Mo fẹ́ lọ lómìnira.
Olúwa mo fẹ́ lọ lómìnira.
Níbi tí ẹ wà báyìí ẹ ó dìde dúró pé
wherever you are right now, rise up.
Mo ṣetán láti gba ìbùkún mi.
Lord, I'm ready to receive my blessing. I'm ready to receive my
children.
I'm ready to receive my
healing.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Anything
the devil has
placed on open
your mouth.
I'm
ready to receive my wonder.
I'm
ready to receive my healing.
I'm
ready to receive my
health.
I'm ready to receive my
vision.
I'm ready to receive my joy.
Gbogbo nsada ni ti gbe kale.
Everything the devil has
placed
down to hinder me. Catch fire.
Ejona.
Catch fire.
Ejona.
Catch fire.
Ejona.
Catch fire.
Nítorí Olúwa ń bẹ fún mi.
Because the Lord is for me.
Gbogbo ogun ọ̀run àkáàdì.
All the problem of hell.
Gbogbo ẹ̀mí ìdíwọ́ àti ìdènà.
Every problem of interest.
Oye ẹ̀gbiná sọnù.
Catch fire.
Ẹ̀gbiná sọnù.
Catch fire.
Ẹ̀gbiná sọnù.
Catch fire.
Mo ṣetán láti da
ìbùkún mi. I am ready to receive my
blessing.
I am ready to receive. Every spirit of
doubt,
every spirit of weariness, every spirit of weariness and
tiredness,
catch fire, born to ashes,
born to ashes,
born to ashes, born to ashes.
Oruko Jesus. Olúwa
Jesus name alone.
Ogo ni fun Olorun.
Lori be to
the Lord.
Because as you have said it is so. Because as you have said it is so.
Because
as you have said it has been confirmed. Glory be to the name of our Lord.
Elgba imularada.
You receive your healing.
Loni na ni ibukun yin yo teyin lowo.
Today today your blessing will
reach your end.
You receive your healing. Your deliverance.
Aye yin o ni wa bakan.
Your life will not become the same.
Jesus Christ. Olúwa wa.
In Jesus name our Lord.
Akiwa kabo si wakati isoji.
You are welcome to the hall of revival.
Ki gbogbo ibukun Olorun ni yo je ti yin
lo. All the blessings of God shall be yours in Jesus name.
Gbogbo ibukun isoji eni.
And the topic for today is revival.
Only ibukun imularada.
Faith for healing.
Iwe ise awon apostoli.
Act of the apostles.
Iwe ise awon apostoli.
Act of the apostles.
Ori kerinla.
Chapter 14.
Esa ikini si ikewa ni mo wa.
Verse 1 to 10.
Oni o si se.
Now it happened.
Ni Iconioni.
In Iconium.
Mo ju ma wa inu synagogue awon Jew lo.
That they went together to the synagogues of the Jews.
Mo si soro to be.
And so spoke.
Mo si soro to be.
And so spoke.
Ti opolopo awon Jew ati awon eleni gbagbo.
As a great multitude both of the Jews and the
Gentiles.
But the unbelieving Jews cheered up the Gentiles and poisoned their mind against the brethren. Therefore they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, part sided with the Jews, part with the apostles.
Bí àwọn gèfèrí àti àwọn Júù pẹ̀lú àwọn olórí.
And when the Gentiles and the Jews and the rulers were about to stone them and to abuse them, it became
known.
And they fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lyconia, and to the surrounding region.
níbẹ̀ ni wọ́n wọ àṣù ìyìn
rere. And they were preaching the gospel there.
Ọkùnrin kan sì jókòó ní Lystra.
And in Lystra, a certain man.
Ẹni tí ẹsẹ̀ rẹ̀ kò mókun.
Without strength in his
feet. Àrùn láti inú ìyá rẹ̀ wá.
A cripple from his mother's womb.
Tí kò rìn rí.
Who had never walked.
Ọkùnrin yìí gbọ́rọ̀.
This man had Paul.
Ọkùnrin yìí gbọ́ bí Paul ti ń sọ̀rọ̀.
This man had Paul speaking.
Ẹni nígbà tí ó tẹjú mọ́.
Observing him intensely.
Tí ó sì rí wípé.
And seeing.
Ó ní ìgbàgbọ́ fún ìmúláradá.
That he had faith to be healed.
Ó wí fún ní òrara pé.
With a loud voice. Stand up straight on your feet.
Ó sì ń fò sókè.
And he leaped.
Ó sì rìn.
And walked.
Nígbà tí àwọn ènìyàn rí.
Now when.
Ó ti Paul ṣe.
The people saw what Paul had done. They raised their voices.
Ní èdè Lycaonia.
Saying in the Lycaonian language.
Wípé.
The gods have come down to us.
Àwọ̀ yìí.
In the likeness of men.
Ìgbàgbọ́ fún ìmúláradá.
Faith for healing.
Ìgbàgbọ́ fún ìmúláradá.
Faith for healing.
Ìgbàgbọ́.
Faith.
Ó jí ohun tó ṣe pàtàkì.
It's something very important.
Fún gbogbo èèyàn tó bá fẹ́ ní nǹkan ṣe pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
For anyone that has to deal with God.
Ìdí ni pé láì sí ìgbàgbọ́.
The reason is that without faith.
Kí ohunkóhun tí ènìyàn lè ṣe pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run tàbí tó lè rí gbà pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
There is nothing you can do or receive from God.
Nínú ìrìn àjò iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ Apostle Paul.
In the adventure of the ministry of Paul the Apostle.
Ìní ó ti wá sí ìlú tí a pè ní Iconioni.
He came to a city called Iconium.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ṣe Paul.
Doing like the heart of God.
Wọ́n wà àtúnyẹ rere ní ìlú yìí.
He preached gospel in this.
Ọlọ́run sì jẹ́rìí sí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
And the Lord confirmed his word.
Àti tó bẹ̀ tó fi jẹ́ wípé àwọn Júù ni o. Àwọn aláìgbàgbọ́ ni o. Abọ̀rìṣà ni gbogbo wọn ń gbàgbọ́.
But the thing is that the Jews, unbelievers and idolaters, they believe.
Àti pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run fi sí àmì àti sọ ìjánu ti ọ̀rọ̀ náà
lẹ́yìn. Even God was backing up his word with signs and wonders.
Èyí sì mú kí gbogbo àwọn èèyàn tó máa gbàgbọ́.
And this makes people to believe the more.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn aláìgbàgbọ́ Jew.
But the unbelieving Jews.
Àwọn ènìyàn búburú tó bẹ nílùú yẹn.
The evil people in that city.
Bí ẹ ti mọ̀ pé kò sí ìlú tó ṣe wípé èèyàn búburú ò ní ṣí.
You know there is no city without evil men.
Àwọn yẹn wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀. Wọ́n wọnú àwọn èèyàn kan.
Those people they instigated other people.
Wọ́n wọnú àwọn èèyàn lásán.
They instigated ordinary people.
Wọ́n ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ru àwọn èèyàn yẹn sókè.
And they were tearing them all.
Lòdì sí Paul.
Against Paul.
Èyí wá wọ́n wá pinnu láti kọlu àwọn Paul.
Now they decided to attack Paul.
Wọ́n pinnu láti ṣàbùkù sí wọn.
They decided to abuse them.
Wọ́n pinnu láti sọ wọ́n lókun dáa.
They decided to stone them.
Ọlọ́run jẹ́ kí ìpinnu wọn yìí àti ète wọn yìí ó di mímọ̀ fún Paul.
God makes their plan and their intention to be known to Paul.
Èyí ló kí Paul ó fi ìlú wọn sílẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí àṣẹ àti ìkọ́ni Olúwa.
This makes Paul to leave their city according to the
doctrine
of the law.
Ó fi ìlú wọn sílẹ̀ ó sì lọ
síbòmíràn. He left their city and and in Derby.
Níbí báyìí.
And in this place.
Nígbà tó dé Lystra
and Derby. When it got to Lystra and
Derby. Ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní wàásù ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
He was teaching the word of God.
Ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní wàásù ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
He began to preach the gospel.
Ó máa ṣe alábàápàdé ọkùnrin
kan. Now he encountered a certain man.
Wọ́n ní ó yàrá ọkùnrin rí.
He had never walked, he was crippled.
Láti inú ìyá rẹ̀ wọ́n bí láàárọ̀ ni.
From his mother's womb he was born a crippled man.
Ó jẹ́ abirun.
He is an impotent man.
Ṣàmọ́ ti ń gbọ́ ìwàásù Paul.
But when he heard the word of Paul.
Ó tẹjú mọ́ Paul.
He was looking at Paul.
Ó fi gbogbo ara gbogbo ọkàn rẹ̀ ó fi ń gbọ́.
With his body with his heart he was listening to him.
Paul wá rí wípé ẹni yìí ní ìgbàgbọ́.
Now Paul could see that this man has the faith.
Ọkàn rẹ̀ ti fàyà fún ìmúláradá.
His heart is already open for healing.
Èyí ru ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run sókè nínú Paul.
This triggered the spirit of God in the life of Paul.
Ó ti mú kó pàṣẹ.
And make him to make the commandment.
Dídé.
To rise up.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni agbára Ọlọ́run ṣiṣẹ́
nínú ayé ọkùnrin. The power of God work in the life of this man.
Ẹ̀mí mímọ́ fẹ́ kárí bí Ọlọ́run ti ti pa inú níbí ni tó dìde sí Paul ní Iconioni.
The Holy Spirit wants us to see through the persecution that arose against Paul in Iconium.
Tó ti ṣe mú wá sí Lystra.
That led him to Lystra.
Tó sì wá bí sí ọkùnrin tí ẹ bí ní àárọ̀ lóore.
And do good to the man born as a cripple.
Nípasẹ̀ ìgbàgbọ́ tí ọkùnrin yìí ní inú ọ̀rọ̀ tí Paul ń sọ.
By the faith of the man in the word Paul was speaking.
Bí Ọlọ́run ti máa ń ṣe nìyẹn.
This is how God does.
Bí ó bá bá yè jà kí kankan èso lè wípé. Òun da nǹkan ru Ọlọ́run ó fi amúrere jáde.
The devil might say he wants to scatter things and the Lord will bring goodness from
him. Ẹni mímọ́ fẹ́ kárí bí ọkùnrin yìí títí pàṣẹ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tó farabalẹ̀ gbọ́ lẹ́nu Paul.
The Holy Spirit wants us to see how this man diligently listen to the word of God.
Bó ti ṣe ti pàṣẹ ọ̀rọ̀ yìí ní ìgbàgbọ́.
How by this word he had faith.
Ẹni mímọ́ fẹ́ kárí wípé.
The Holy Spirit wants us to see.
Ìgbàgbọ́ tó ní yìí.
That the faith he had.
Ó sì fi hàn lójú.
That he revealed in himself.
Ó
sì hàn lójú. That he reflected
in.
How it was opened.
Olúmú kí
This makes the Spirit of God to swell up in the life of Paul. For him to command healing over his life. And the power of God back it up. Even today, there are some things God is expecting you also to do. God is expecting you to have faith. And to exemplify the faith. If you can exemplify
it,
God is ready to use his minister. God is ready to trigger himself up in there. God is ready to make sure that he make commandments. To make commandments of deliverance over your life. Even today, the Holy Spirit is at war. He will help you. We have to disseminate the point of this revival message in three subheadings. Subheading 1, content for the faith to receive healing. When we say this man had faith for healing, how does he have it? Where does he find it? We are going to discuss the fountain by which faith comes. Point 2. Finding out the reason for faith to receive healing. What is the reason for faith? Especially for healing. Under this point 2, we are going to discuss that. Under point 3. Favorable results of the faith of healing. If you can have this faith for healing, what are the favorable results? It is well with you. As you hear the word, I said it is well with you. Whatever you had listened to the word, it is well with you. Faith is the only channel by which the power and the anointing of God can touch your life for healing. Faith is the only channel by which you can use to work with God, to please God, to please him, and also to receive something from God, and to enjoy God. I'm considering point 1. What is the fountain? How can you possess the faith? Fountain for the faith to receive healing. When we say faith, faith comes from no other place. It comes through hearing the word of God. Hearing the word of the Bible, the word of God in the scripture. You cannot have faith unless you hear the word of God. Either you listen to it or you read it. Romans 10 verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing. Listen. Maybe you want breakthrough. You want deliverance. You want healing. You want else. You need to diligently listen to the word of God. It's in that word of God that you listen to that will bring faith into your heart. Or in the word of God you diligently read through. In that faith will come into your heart. Anyone that does not know how to hear the word of God, or the word of testimonies of ministers of God, or does not read the word of God, cannot have faith at all. Cannot have any health of faith. If you are hearing the word, one of the people of the world, you have faith. The place where this crippled man has faith, which he received, was the place he diligently listened to the word of God spoken by Paul. As such a man in Lystra, who was impotent in his life, crippled from his mother's womb, he never worked before. Maybe your life or your job is in a crippled position. Maybe you also have a difficulty or the other. Does it seem that you never have any favor or mercy before? Listen, the situation of this man as well. Now check verse 9. This man had Paul speaking. Paul observing him intensely and seeing that he had faith to be healed.
Listen,
this man had faith speaking. Whatever problem or difficulty the man had, never had hindered him to listen to the word of God. Problem that hindered you from listening to the word of God will eventually kill you. Problem that obstructs you from listening and listening to the word of God is a problem that can kill you. And problem to attempt such, you will be the one not to allow you. This crippled man never allowed his problem to obstruct and hinder him from listening to the word of God. The very place he found the faith. The place where he diligently listened to the word of God spoken by Paul. Listening to it comprehensively. Let him to have faith for healing. He heard about Jesus and died for the sake of men. He heard about the suffering and the chastisement of Jesus on the cross. He heard about the purpose of that suffering. He diligently heard it. And in the place of that hearing, faith arose in him. Faith got up in him. It is by faith by which you receive things from God. Faith is used to receive things from God. It is by faith that you overcome. Faith is used to overcome every problem. Without faith, there's nothing man can do with God. And this faith cannot come unless you hear the word of God or the word of testimony. Or you read his word. As this impotent man had
it,
some people's problem have hindered his ear to listen to the word of God. As Buddha has his problem, he's tired of listening to the word of God. You say, what are they even saying? And any problem that does so, that means the problem will be longing with him forever. But today, I tell you, all those problem fire will consume them today. Fire will be used to judge those problems. As I'm speaking now, fire will consume them. Listen and receive it. When you create time to listen to the word of God, when you create time to listen to the word of God comprehensively, it will bring faith into your life. When faith comes into your life, there's nothing you'll be unable to do. There's nothing you'll be unable to do. When Paul saw the man, that is not a faith for healing. Because Paul was speaking about a man for him. Speaking about Jesus. The one who came to the world because of the generation of men. He died for the sake of men. He died for the sin of men. He made himself a sacrifice. He made his blood a propitiation. He saved from sin. And from the suffering of sin. He was chastised for our healing. This word the impotent man was hearing to be. He said, wow, so there is a solution for me. So there is a solution for me. Thinking in himself. And his eyes looking at Paul. That was what Paul observed. You know when you are speaking to someone. And you knew the person was listening comprehensively. There is a signal for you to understand that. You could see that he was understanding the word. You could see that he understood his world. You could see that he understood his world. I'm speaking to you. Content for faith to receive in it. There is no problem on you that faith cannot conquer. There is no problem faith cannot overcome. But where to acquire this faith is what many doesn't know. Where to have the faith, many people are vacuous. Faith comes through hearing the word of the Lord. Or reading the word of God. Now I'm led to point two. Point two. Finding out the reason for faith to receive healing. In verse
8.
And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. He never walked. Maybe you have never prospered before. Maybe you never have been a pastor. You have no helper. You have no children and you have to have children. Today your prosperity will begin. Today your prosperity will begin. Your breakthrough will come today. Finding out the reason for faith to receive healing. Why the reason for us to have faith like this? There are many, but I will list just few. Number one, we need faith. Faith to walk with God. Without faith, man cannot walk with God. That's number one reason. Number two, without faith, you cannot pray and it become answered. Faith is a channel by which God comes to meet man. Faith is a channel by which one prayer goes to God. A man without faith is like putting himself in a can, covered up, and crying. To walk with God. To please God. To satisfy God. We need faith. To enjoy God. We need faith to overcome problems, to conquer all sorts of difficulties that can confront us, to overcome them. We need faith. Because there are many brutal problems in the world. A problem made this man an impotent person. A problem made him to be born an impotent man. Can never make him walk in his life. He never experienced walking before. The same thing, some people are impotent in the spirit. That in the spirit they are crawling. That's the reason some people's prosperity are crawling. Because in the spirit he is crawling. In the spirit he is crawling. He couldn't walk. He couldn't walk. This is the reason. Without anything he wants to do without help, he cannot do. He cannot do alone. Because he's a crippled man in the spirit. Cripple in the physicality is not the only cripple something. But spiritual crippleness is the original cripple thing. The one that cannot prosper alone. Before he does anything, he will crawl and crawl and crawl and crawl. When he wants to buy land, even just have a plot, he paid for about 10 years. That means he's a crippled man, he's crawling. That's an example, he's crawling. That's crawling, that's what I'm explaining. He is crawling to overcome those problems. To overcome those problems, we need faith. To stop the wind and the wave of problems, we need faith. We need faith. The reason why we need faith, we also need faith to help the ministers of God. The ministers of God speaking to us. When we show the faith that we have faith in what they are speaking to us, aside impressing God, it also impress them. It triggers the spirit of God to be able to speak to them fluently. It will make the spirit of God to fuel in them so that they will make commandments. The reason why you need faith. You need faith. Now I move on to point three. Because what God wants to do today, we'll do it quickly. Point three. Favorable results of faith for healing. Now when you have the faith, like I'm speaking to you, there's nothing that costs you. Just like, as you are listening, just believe again. Truly Jesus came to the world. Truly he came for you and I. Truly he died and suffered for me and you. Truly he carried away our sorrow. Truly that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. Truly he was chastised for our healing. Truly that the chastisement of our peace is upon him. Truly. That Jesus came to the world to make us blessed. Now to receive this thing, we need to have faith. Now when we have the faith, there are results for him. When this man has the faith, and this man, he had Paul speaking. When Paul saw him, when Paul observed him and knew that he had faith, Paul cried in a loud voice. He never speaks
to me.
The Spirit of God will speak to my mouth today and it will confirm. He cried in a loud voice. Because he saw the faith in him. He cried in a loud voice. Stand up! Stand up, straight on your feet, and he leaped and walked. Look at the favorable results of the faith of that man. Maybe you are also where you are now. The Lord wants to see your faith. Not just vague faith, original faith. Hearing the word of God, receiving it and putting it in your heart, putting it in your attitude. Who can, who is ready? Favorable results. Favorable result of faith. When you have faith, that means it makes God to be pleasing to you. Not just confessing that I receive my visa, not that I receive key whatsoever like that. This man asked the word of God. He received it. In his heart, when he had it, he changed. Ready for God. He was sorrowful. Now he understood Jesus. He knew what Jesus has done for him. Now ready to receive him. That kind of faith makes God to be happy to one. Makes God to be joyous over one. Makes God to be joyous over one. It impresses God. It also makes God to be pleasable to God. It fastens one's prayer to answer. And it makes one to receive things from God. It makes God's mighty hand to touch one. Listen, the one without faith, he's like the one that built a house without door, post, and the window and put himself there. The one without faith. He's like building a house without any road channel that links there. Faith is the highway by which God walks through to touch you with his miracle. Favorable result of faith. Once you believe, what happens is that it makes the power of God to touch you. If you make all impossibility become possible, who are you under the
teaching?
You have been placed under one medication forever. That problem vanish away from your life in Jesus' name. That spirit of sickness in your water and your blood, I command in the name of Jesus, come out of your life and catch fire. Receive your healing. That your business will prosper. Listen to what I'm telling you. By the faith you have, that is why I'm
speaking.
That's the work of the Holy Spirit. It makes God to make all impossibility become possible. It makes you to enjoy the blessings of God in all ways. The Holy Spirit in the life of his ministers for signs and wonders. You can rise up on your feet. No time for you to sit down again. I prophesied into your life. Don't get up on your feet.
You are ready to give your life to the Lord. Or you have given your life to Him. You don't need to settle for defeat. You don't need to settle for defeat. You don't need to settle for defeat. If you are sinful, come to the Lord. If you have done wrong, tell the Lord. Let it be. So reconcile with the Lord. Confess yourself. He does not want to put you in that suffering. It's not in the plan of God that you die in that suffering. Listen. Can your faith be saved? Now rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. If you have some part of your body, I command them to rise up. Begin to walk. If you don't have one that brought you, I ask you to receive the hand. If you don't have the hand that brought you, I said receive the hand. If you don't have the help of the Lord, if you don't have the help of the Lord, I command you the name of Jesus. Now receive the help. All the flesh of the devil will change them in Jesus' name. And you have the faith and the faith. I said in the faith. Stand up, battle upon you. All the ways of God come open because of you. Your way is open. In the name of Jesus, I attack my face with you. Proclaim it in the name of Jesus. Come down by your life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.